Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are the one who strengthens us, the one who redeems us. Amen. The great Taoist leader, Zhuangzi, shared the following story many centuries ago. When an archer is shooting for nothing, he has all his skill. If he shoots for a brass buckle, he's already nervous. If he shoots for a prize of gold, he goes blind. He sees two targets. He is out of his mind. His skill has not changed, but the prize divides him. He cares. He thinks more of winning than of shooting, and the need to win drains him of his power. Today, I want to talk about how our needs and desires and perceived needs can drain us of our power as individuals and as God's people. In our Acts passage today, we hear of the ascension of Jesus to God. Now, in the Christian church, this was celebrated last Thursday, and it's called Ascension Day. And then today is the last Sunday of the season of Easter, and then next week we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Now, even if you don't believe this story of the ascension, I want you to picture it in your mind. The disciples are standing there looking up at where Jesus had ascended, eyes wide in wonderment at what had just happened. And then they see these two beings in white asking them, "Why are you looking up at the sky?" And feeling caught in the act, the disciples hurry back to Jerusalem. However, they did not start witnessing as Jesus had told them would be the job description. Rather, they went back to the upper room and prayed. They gathered together in prayer. The Methodist bishop and minister, Reverend Dr. William Willimon, writes about this. They are told to be witnesses to the ends of the earth, and their first response is prayer. The action of the church is more than busyness and strenuous human effort. Their mission requires more than even their earnest striving. Gathering to wait and pray are depicted as two primary activities of the church. Waiting is an onerous burden for us computerized and technically impatient moderns who live in an age of instant everything. It's one of the tough tasks of the church. I think about this and I hear in my mind that phrase that has expressed doing business within the military. It's hurry up and wait. And we get this sense from the story in Acts. The disciples hurried back to Jerusalem and wait. Why didn't they begin the ministry that Jesus had charged them to do? Well, they didn't. Because as our story tells us or reminds us, they needed to remain faithful to Jesus. Now, what I mean by that, they needed time to get in the right frame of mind so that the ministry became Jesus' ministry and not their own. They needed to learn what it meant to say, Jesus is Lord. they weren't Lord. And if they had didn't take that time, the alternative would have been for their ministry to lose all of its power and energy. I recall a number of years ago, there was a poster that said, "It's hard to remember that your original intention was to drain the swamp when you're up to your armpit in alligators." How many times in our lives have we seen where an idea was started, but because of divided opinions, of some in some way being up to our armpits in alligators, the idea died. It was drained of its strength and purpose. It went nowhere. You know, we see this in government. A government that has trouble getting anything done because there are so many opinions and so many different groups are vying for power. They want things done the way they want them. Remember our opening story. When they want the gold, they become blind and they lose the power that they had. And you know, we see it in the church and in our own personal lives as well. If you think about it, is it any wonder that one of the symptoms of many psychological illnesses is fatigue? People become drained by the constant battle going on between who they are and the illness that is preying on their sense of self. I think that's part of the reason why we're all feeling fatigued during this pandemic, because we have this sense of who we are, what we are to be about, but we just can't get it done, and we get tired. So in the midst of all of this, we hear in Acts, all of them were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. In prayer, the disciples were able to strip themselves of their own agendas and needs and to center on what Christ said and did and what Christ wanted done now. Again, recall the opening story, how the archer drew silence in prayer, centered on the shooting of the arrow, and had the skill, because they knew that the purpose of archery is to shoot the arrow straight. And so they were able to concentrate on shooting the arrow straight. By stripping the prizes of their power, the brass buckle, the prize of gold, the archer regains his or her own power. I think that's why it helps when you go through any mediation process. The beginning step is so important. And that's for all the parties of the mediation to sit down and find the several things, or even just the one thing that everyone can agree on. Strip out all of our people's agendas and desires and wishes. Find the common denominator and build from that. In their prayers, the disciples found their common denominator, that of God and the Lordship of Christ. And today, Jesus calls us, the disciples call us, to times of waiting and prayer. You know, it's not wasted time, as Williman kind of alluded to. So often today, we feel like we have to be doing something. And then if we're just sitting and thinking or reflecting, that we're wasting time. No, it's not wasted time. Because by doing that, it gives us what we need to be a success. Christ calls us to be patient, to remain obedient, and in that we find our power, or rather, Christ's power within us. Think of the times that the Gospels say, and Jesus went off by himself to pray. He was claiming or regaining that power within him. And so today, our Acts passage challenges us to sit in silence from time to time and to ask ourselves the question, what does it mean for me to say that Jesus is Lord? Think about that question. Meditate on that question. Live with that question. And then consider how your reflection on that question impacts the various facets of your life. And let that be the way that you lay the groundwork for the decisions of your life, for what you do with your life, day in and day out. Today, I invite you to ask yourself, if you honestly take the time and to wait and pray in your life, do you do that? Do you feel a sense of power in your life, or does it just seem like your life is filled with a lot of doubts, questions, and little energy? I think most of us, and I include myself in this, most of us would say we don't sit and meditate nearly enough. And why is that? Is it because there always seems to be something that needs to be done? Maybe we need to sit and meditate so that what we know what to do about those things that need to be done. This time that we have, where many of us are in our homes, perhaps is a time and a way to begin to find the time and place where we are free from distractions. And after a moment to quiet our thoughts, to ask ourselves, where in my life do I feel like I'm up to my armpits in alligators? Where do I feel like I'm losing control? Or I just don't know what to do? Ask those questions. And think about Jesus. Be intentional about this. And I would venture to say, you and I will feel more empowered and sure of ourselves. And if we can do that, then we might just become better instruments of God's grace, of God's strength, and God's peace. Not just for ourselves, but for others as well. Amen.